Okay. Okay, let's begin. All right, we left off yesterday. We had a discussion with Tosfos on Daf Tesemet Aleph. Question was there an issue of Iguna by Evi Knaini? Because our Mishnah said that there's a requirement to say Fanenechtam, both by a get being delivered from Medinas Yam to a woman, and also Shtar Shichur being delivered from Medinas Yam to Eretz Yisrael as well, there's a requirement to say Fanenechtam. And we know that by a get Isha, the reason why that's done is because there's a problem in Aguna. And therefore, we don't want the married woman to get stuck. So since we don't want the married woman to get stuck, the halacha is that we were makel to allow one aid, a shliach, to say b'fanenech. And the question was, is there a concept of Iguna by an Evik Naini, which would also be masber to us to alleviate why one shliach is allowed to say b'fanenechtam by a shtar shichur as well. And Tosfos was perplexed with what exactly is the Iguna issue by an Evik Naini, and he gave the teretz being was that he is not chayv in all mitzvahs, he's only chayv in mitzvahs like a Jewish woman, and that hindrance of not making him chayv in all mitzvahs like a Jewish man, and the fact that he can't marry a bas charan is called a what? Is called a the concept of a iguna. That's what the issue of iguna was. And we said, based on Likutei Chavar ben Chayim, that if you have an Evik Knaini that escapes from Chutzlars, goes to Eretz Yisrael, the din is you must free him. So in that situation, the mandate to free him and not freeing him is called iguna. And that's a very big problem, because otherwise there's an issur of lo lamem tavodu, we said. There's an issur to free a guy. But in this situation, there's a chiyuv to free him. And not freeing him is a problem of iguna. Okay. So let's begin as follows. The Rashba here in Dibra Masuk Diktani and the Tosis Rid both assume as follows. Both the Rashba and the Tosis Rid write as follows. That there is no concept of Iguna by an Evik Naini. This is what the Rashba and the Tosis Rid write. The Rashba and the Tosis Rid both write that there is no problem of Iguna by an Evik Naini. There is no problem of Iguna by an Evik Naini at all. And that argues with the whole premise of Tosfos. This argues with the whole premise of Tosfos. Tosfos assumes that there is a problem of Iguna by Evik Naini, and he was masber why, and we explained why. But the Rashba and the Tosfos Rid, the Rashba's in Dibra Masuk Diktani, argues and claims that in fact there is no concept of Iguna at all by an Evik Naini. And the Tosfos Rid on Chesem and Beis writes the same thing as well. Okay? So then the question must be, if there is no Iguna by an Evik Naini according to the Rashba and the Tosfos Rid, what's the question? Then why what? Then why are we makel with b'fanenechta b'fanenechta for one shliach by an Evik Naini according to the Rashba and the Tosfos Rid? So what's the answer? The answer is they say because there's a hekesh. There is no reason. There's a link between get and Evik Naini, between get ish and shtar shichur, and there is no rhyme and reason behind it. It's arbitrary because there is a hekesh. And because there is a hekesh, we link the two dinim together. And just like get isha, we have a kula b'fanenechta b'fanenechtam. So who in the nami, we have a kula by shtar shichur, that the shliach that delivers the shtar shichur can say b'fanenechta b'fanenechtam, and that's it, and that's it alone. He doesn't come up with a reasoning of Iguna, because he claims there is no notion of Iguna. There is no concept of Iguna. So both the Rashba and the Tosfos Rid are Choylek on Tosfos, and they are Masber the Din, because there's a Hekesh, and that's it, finished. And that's a bit of a Chiddush, because usually what is a Hekesh? What is the concept of a Hekesh? Hekesh is what? What's the classical Hekesh that we have? between Kiddushin and Gittin. What does it say? It says, Havaya Liyatziyah. We're Makish Havaya Liyatziyah, where the Torah puts together the two dinim. They juxtapose them next together, the Torah does. It says, V'haisalish Acher. Right? Where a guy divorces his wife and she goes to another man. You're Makish Havaya Liyatziyah. Here, there's no Hekish, but it's Gzera Shava. What's Gzera Shava between Get Ishin and Shtar Shechor? Law, law. Kus of law, Sefer Krisus, Chupasa lo nitan law. Law by Shtar Shechor. So the word law, we compare the two together. And therefore, we have what? We have such a Hekish, and that is the Gzera Shava. Not Hekish, but it's Gzera Shava. Which is a Chiddush, because Gzera Shava usually speaks to what? A Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? What would you say? D'Oraisa is b'fanei nechta, b'fanei D'Oraisa, D'Rabbanan. It's D'Rabbanan. But nonetheless, we link the two together. That's a bit of a Chiddush. So we want to begin with the Rashman and Taisud are chaylik on Taisus. That there is no concept of Iguna by an Evakanai. If there's no concept of Iguna, why is there such a din of b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? The din is because we have a what? We have a link between them. And we says Hekish, I don't think literally means Hekish, it's Gzera Shava, but we equate all the dinim together. Even though Gzera Shava should only speak to the dinim D'Oraisa, but it applies to the din D'Rabbanan. Okay. Now, if we don't assume like this, let's Rashbin the Taisus Rid, but let's assume like who? Let's assume like the Ramban and the Taisus who asked the Kasha, that where is the Raguna by Evid? Where is the Raguna? So the Ramban asked this Kasha, he supports the Tosfos, the Ran asked that same Kasha, and I wanted you to see that Ramban. So to appreciate the Ramban, we have to see Vaiter in the Gemara, okay? Before we see Vaiter in the Gemara, David, just let's see the bottom Taisus. Go ahead. Oh, I want, okay, go ahead. So I was calling David, but it's calling David Kesselman. Okay. But you go. All right, David, you'll do halfway. You'll go in the middle. Okay, go ahead, David. Go at your Shavu. The bottom twice again. Go ahead. No. No, read it, Dibra Mask again. That's very important. You write it out of order. That's the point of the twice. Read it again. Shavu. Excellent. Go ahead. Excellent. It should have said the opposite. Why? What should it have said? Go ahead. Right, because what's the model? What are we modeling what after what? What are we modeling after? B'fanei nechta, the din was taught by what? By get. That's what we spent the whole 7 months on. Right? The Mishnah. So we're modeling Shtar Shechor after get Isha. So why does the Mishnah say, Shavu get the nashim to Shechor Avadim? Should say the opposite. Go ahead. That's synonymous to fun and nechta, fun and nechta. Molech maybe is fun and nechta. Go ahead.
Ela agav the ed hashda.
The ad hashda.
The ad hashda. Ari be gittin the nechtiya bereisha.
Excellent. Since this meseches is called gittin, that's been the topic at hand. Gittin. We mentioned gittin first. That's Taisa's answer. Okay. There's another answer given in Tosa and Kedusha and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that says whatever's more poshut we always mention first. Whatever's more pushit. If you have two categories, whichever din is more pushit, you always mention the more pushit one first. That's what the Taisus writes. That's what Taisus writes in Meseches Kedushin and Daf Yud Gimel. Okay, this is the answer that the Taisus gives. But let's see the Gemara now inside. Okay, let's see the Gemara inside. All right, go ahead, David. You keep going, and David will do the Taisus. Okay, go ahead, David. Very good. Let's see the Gemara from the two dots. Let's go. Echad gite nashim. Yeah, read the Dibra Maska there. Echad what? Excellent. Go ahead. There are three dinim that they're equal to. Go ahead. Fanei nechtav number one. Excellent. That's number two. Now, what does that mean? So, what's the din? What is a kusi? What is a kusi? Kusi was from the land of Kusi, of Kus. Now, what happened over there? There was a Melech Ashur, who was Sancheriv, sent a group of people there to settle in the land. Okay? And what happened over there? So, they didn't want to convert to Yadus. So Hashem sent them a bunch of lions to scare them at the Yadu. So there's a machlekes all over Shas. Let's just get it. Did we mention this recently? On Daf Beis we mentioned it, right, Aaron. But we mentioned, I think, earlier. There is a shita that says the kusim are geri emes. And there is a shita that says they're geri arayisim. So I want you to get this. So Rav Shmuel Nochum Shlita, one of our Rebbeim, pointed out to us that there's a machloikis fundamental. Rashi tells us how to understand this machloikis in Shas. Geri arayis means lion scared them, meaning it's not a good conversion. Geri emes means that it was a good conversion. Okay? Now what's this machloikis all about? Rashi Yevamos on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis says that anytime you're coerced into conversion, is it a good conversion? Rashi says that it is. And I'm sorry, the Shita that says Geri emes says that it is, and the Shita that says Geri arayis says that it is not. So according to Rashi, it's a machloikis geiris machmas yira, let's call it. Machmas fear. Is such a conversion good? That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos and Chulin on Daf Dalet learns not that way. Tosfos and Chulin Daf Dalet learns that it's a historical machlokes. Did they ever reconvert again? Coercion conversion is definitely bad. The question is, historically, did they reconvert sincerely? According to the Man Damar Geri Emes Hain, yes, they did. According to the Man Damar Geri Arayis Hain, they did not. So according to Tosfos, it is a machlokes whether what? Im haya gerishnia. And the gerishnia being sincere. Okay? Now I want you to get this. The Gemara Chulin on Vova Menalef points out that even if you hold like the Man Damar Geri Emes Hain, we found these Yidden who converted to Yadus bowing down to an idol of a dove. And once the Chachamim caught them doing this, they threw them out of Klal Yisrael. And they stripped them of their Kedushas Yisrael. So that's a later. They found them bowing down to a Demus Yona, and they made them assume Kigoyim. They made them like Goyim, and it is power invested in Beis Din that they can strip Yidden of Kedushas Yisrael. Okay? So that's the issue at hand here regarding a kusi. Okay? So what does it say here? Any get that is a kusi on his puzzle? Now what does the word get here mean? You tell me. Star. Documents of Momentus. How do we know that? From the first toys in the Masechta, right? Get sometimes is a generic phrase. Go ahead. The whole get. Yes, Moshe, what's a kasha? Go ahead. Okay, good. Very good. What Rashi says there because of fear?
Rashi says that they're Ger Emes and Tosfos says they're Ger Arayis.
No. This is a machlokas in Tanoim, in Shas. There's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos how to interpret that machlokas Tanoim.
Okay.
You follow what I mean? According to Rashi, it's a conceptual machlokas. You know what I mean by conceptual? It's a halachic machlokas. A coercion, conversion, is that good or not? This day in Tanaim says it's good. This day in Tanaim says it's bad. Tosfos says, no, everyone agrees a coercion. Conversion is bad. The Machlokas says, did they historically reconvert good? You follow me? Rashi and Tosfos says they're just quoting Shitas there. But there's a Machlokas, Rashi and Yevamos against Tosfos and Chulin, how to interpret that global Machlokas that's mentioned multiple times in Shas. Okay? All right. Very good, David. Let's go. Maita, that's the second din. Go ahead. Ha'olim. Any star that arises in the court of non-Jews. Go ahead. Any star that arises in the formal courts of non-Jews is considered to be kosher, with the exception of what? Gittin Nashim? The Shechur Avonim. So that's the third din. Go ahead. So that's three dinim. But according to Rav Meir, there's not three, but there's four. Go ahead. In other words, if a guy, we'll have to get to the details of this, but the push-up shot is that it's already been given to the shliach. You follow me? But the shliach hasn't given it over to the woman or the Evakinani. Can the husband or the master retract? Rav Meir says you cannot. Because Reb Meir says going free is a what? Is a chova. Getting divorced is a chova. Everyone agrees getting divorced is a chova. It's bad for the woman. It's not advantageous. Going free, according to the Chum and for Reb Kana, is advantageous. Is a skus. Reb Meir, we said yesterday, said it's a chova. Does anyone know why Reb Meir holds it's a chova? Because the Gemara has a line later on in Yud Gimel, Avdeb Efkeira Nichole. He likes his Efkeiris. He doesn't like to have the responsibilities of being a Yid. But the Chum don't buy that. Chum say it's a skus to become. It's a skus to go free. Okay? That's the machlekes. So since there is a principle of ein chavin l'odom el mefonav, that means the shliach remains what according to Reb Meir? Remains a shliach what? L'holacha. And until it's actually given to the woman or the Eved Kenani, you can retract. Whereas according to the Chachamim, what do they hold? By a shtar shichri you can't, because a shliach l'holacha turns into a what? Shliach l'kabbalah, based on what principle we learned yesterday? Zachin l'adam, shelo b'fanav. It's a good thing for him to go free. Go ahead. So that's ein chavin l'adam el b'fanav. We'll see that in Rashi. Go ahead. Minyana. It's good according to the Rabbanan. The number three excludes Reb Meir. So you know why? You know, anytime a number is mentioned, the Gemara is bothered by why you don't need a number. I mean, you hire mathematics, count 1, 2, 3. Why is there a need to mention a number? The reason why there's a number is to exclude Reb Meir. Go ahead, Ella what?
Ella the Reb Meir,
Minyana
Lumeute Mai.
Oh, what is the number coming to exclude? Go ahead. To exclude the following din. Go ahead. Near Chalak, Adam that don't know how to sign, you cut out stencils for them. Right? Like stencils. Yeah, everyone knows what stencils are. Go ahead. Diyo, and let them fill up the stencils with ink. Okay, they don't know how to sign, so we'll make it easy for them. We'll make stencils to sign their names. Go ahead. We only do that by Gitinashim. Go ahead. If they know how to read and sign, we let them sign. Go ahead. And if they don't know how to read and sign, we don't let them sign. So what do you see Rav Shimon Galil does? What does he do? He says, by Get Ishu, we have this kul of stencils. We don't have it by Shtar Shichur. That's the number we were excluding. Reb Meir, that has four dinim where we equate them. The din was excluding because he holds like Rav Shimon Galil that the stencil kul we only allow by a Get Ishu, we don't allow it by Shtar Shichur. Go ahead. Kriya. Now the Gemara asks, what's the Gemara's kasha? Why was Rav Shimon Galil allowed to talk about reading? The whole time we're only talking about writing, not the ability to read. Why does he throw in reading? Kriya man docher shmei. Who cares about reading? Who mentioned reading? Whenever you say b'med dvar mamurim, what is that saying? If you're a second Tana and you said b'med dvar mamurim, you're commenting on the first Tana. First Tana never said anything about reading. All he did was comment about signing. Go ahead. Go ahead. Excellent. So how do you read it? You were missing something. The Tanakam also was talking about reading. Someone who does not know how to read, you read it in front of them, then you cut the stencils and let them sign. And if they don't know how to sign, you cut the stencils. But he was also talking about reading. Okay. Let me ask you. Why is it that we have the kul of the stencils only by Get and not Shtar Shichur? Read the Rashi, David. Just the Rashi there about Begitei Noshim. Go ahead. Begitei Noshim. Yeah, just read the Dibra Masko. Go ahead. Hamegarish. O Mesukan. Tizkak. Liabin. Okay, let's get this. What's the reason why we have the kula of the stencils? By Gerisha. Because maybe she'll get stuck as an aguna, because the husband's going to want to go out to the sea, or God forbid he's what? On his deathbed. And if they have no kids, what's going to happen to the woman? She'll have to fall to Yibum. She doesn't want to have to fall to Yibum. She wants to be able to marry anyone she wants. Right? So we quickly are going to write up the get because of this stencil theory. Yes? Oh. asks the Ramban and the Ran, let's get it. Didn't we just learn on Amud Aleph that the issue of Iguna is not just by a woman, but also by an Evid? And what does the Gemara here say black on white? It's a bomb kashin, Ramban writes. What does the Gemara say here in Amud Beis? That the Takan of Iguna is only by a woman. That's why we allow the stencil. We don't have the kula of the stencil by an Evid Knaini. Why? Because by Gerisha there's a Iguna problem, by Evid Knaini there's not. What do you mean there's not? We just said an Amud Aleph to explain why there's a din before a Nechlev, a Nechlev. There is. This is what the Ramban asks, that's what the Chiddush Yaron asks. It's a stark Akasha. Very strong Akasha. That's why everyone was working on the Ramban good in Seder. I'm proud of you. That's what the Ramban is asking. That's why we had to see this Gemara first. What do you mean to tell me that? See, this Akasha doesn't start if you hold like who? We started Shir with who? The Rashman and Tosis Rid. Because the Rashman and Tosis Rid said there is no notion of Iguna by Nevik 90. It's just because we equate the denim. So don't ask me a kasha about the stencils. Stencils fit in beautifully. There's only a problem with Iguna by a Gedisha, not by Nevik 90. But if you don't hold like the Rashman and Tosis Rid, if you hold like Tosis, if you hold like the Ramban and the Ran, that there is a problem of Iguna, then how do you read this Gemara? The kul of stencils was only by a Gedisha, not by Shtar Shichur. It's a bomb kasha. Oh, so the Ramban says like this. Let's get it. The Ramban gives two terutzim. Okay? The Ramban writes like this. Beautiful pshat. The Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva say the following. Okay? Let's get it. Ramban actually says two terutzim. Let's go with the first terutz. The first terutz is as follows. And that is that when you talk about people, Lamaisa, that don't know how to sign, the problem is by a Gerisha, he's going to leave. If you don't have a kula of the stencils and you can't find Adam and you don't allow stencils, oh, no problem, we'll find other Adam. Forget about it. The husband wants to get out of there. And he'll run away and so he'll be stuck as an Aguna forever. So we don't want to take a chance. By an Evid, what's going to happen? What are you going to say by an Evid? An Evid, there's no problem with Aguna. He'll remain an Evid Knaini. He can marry a Shivcha. No problem. No problem at all, Lamaisa. You see, on Amud Aleph, in the case where the guy delivers a get from Medina Sam, there is Iguna by an Evid. Because once the Shliach receives the Shtar Shichur, and he doesn't say B'fanei Nechtov, then you're in that state of limbo, no man's land. He's Osir B'bas Chorin, he's Osir B'Shivcha. And Amud Aleph by B'fanei Nechtov, that's Taka problem of Iguna. Because if he doesn't say B'fanei Nechtov, you're stuck, right? Because we don't know if it's going to be Kosher, we don't know if it's not going to be Kosher. That's problem Mamash and Iguna. On Amud Beis, what's the big deal? There's nothing been delivered. You're holding by the first stage of writing it. So what happens if nothing happens? Nishkafer lech remain in Nevek Knaini. He'll be mutter b'shivcha knas. It won't be a problem of an Iguna. It won't be a problem of an Iguna. Ah, you'll tell me. I want you to get this point, please. You'll tell me like Tosfos. What do we learn on Tosfos and Alf? Tosfos said, don't have him not give it to him, right? Remember we said, let the shliach not give it to him? Let the shliach not give it to him? Remember we said that? Let the shliach not give it to the Evek Knaini. We said that on Amud Aleph, right? Wouldn't that solve the problem? The Ran already says no. The Adon can always, against the will of the Evid Knaini, give the Shtar Shichur to the Evid, to the Shliach. And he goes free no matter what, against his will. He'll go free against his will. So you can't say like Tisus, don't give it. What do you mean don't give it? The Adon can always give it to a Shliach against the will of the Evid Knaini. So you're always going to be in this quagmire. You don't know if B'fanei Nechtov is not going to say it, not going to be said. You don't know what's going to happen. So if you don't know what's going to happen, he's in limbo. He's in no man's land. He can't marry a Bashorn. He can't marry a Shivchanes. That's Iguna. On Amud Beis, you're holding by just writing it. So therefore, okay, I'll remain in Evikani. You can't find these Adim. We don't allow the kula of the stencil. Find other Adim. You don't find other Adim, Nishkaferlach. He'll remain in Evikani. That's the Ramban's terrace. It's a beautiful terrace. Okay, we got it? That's what he wants to say. There is a problem of Iguna on Amud Aleph by B'fanei Nechtov, if it's not said. Because it's already been delivered to the Shliach. Okay? And don't tell me like Tosfos, don't give it. We already had our review yesterday. That's according to Reb Meir, or according to Reb Akiva Eger, he only told the Shliach Lolacha. But the bottom line is the master anytime can throw it at the Shliach. And he goes free, without a doubt. Okay? So that's the first teretz of the Ramban. Alright, second teretz of the Ramban. Let's get it. The Ramban says, this is a hard teretz, Lamaisa, but he says like this. He wants to say the following, okay? And this is like his Rebbe, or actually the Rambam's Rebbe, the Rimagash. Is it ever Knaini kosher to be a shliach? Shliach Allah or not? What do you say? Forget. What do you think? Is it on the list of the Mishnah? The Mishnah Chaf Gimel says what? Everyone's kosher to be a shliach Allah except for five guys. Pirushim to the katan, a blind man, and a what? And a goy. Is it ever Knaini on the list? No, he's not. He's not on the list. So the Rimagash, the Rebbe of the Rambam, says that an Eved Kenani is kosher for a Shliach Olah. Many Rishonim argue on the Rimagash. But the Rebbe of the Rambam held that an Eved Kenani is kosher for Shliach Olah. I want you to get it. This is a Ramban, quotes the Rimagash on Dafkof Dalim and Alfa Gittin. Kosher for Shliach Olah. Many Rishonim argue on this. Many Rishonim. And it's for sure that an Eved Kenani is possible to be a Shliach LaKabbalah. That's for sure. That's black on white in the Gemara. Because not Betoras Gittin. An Eved Kenani cannot be a recipient of a get for a woman. Because it's not Betoras Gittin the Kedusha. Because it's not fully Jewish. Shliach LaHalach is a Machlekes and Rishonim. The Rimei Gash says it's kosher. So I want you to get this. It says the Ramban like this. It's not fair, he says, basically. If an Eved Kenani is kosher to be a shliach laholacha for a get, yes, then there is no way to say that an Eved Kenani should not also get the kula of b'fanei nechtav as well. You follow me? That's what he means. It's not fair. You're going to tell me that Eved Kenani is kosher to deliver a get to a woman, but he doesn't get the same kula of Hilchos Gittin for his own case of being free? If Bafane Nechtav is a kula for Gedisha, you better believe he should get that same kula as being a Star Shechor. That's exactly what the Rabban means. I'll read you the Lashon. Shalom Nachmir Bikal Yosir Mi Bechamur. A lot of guys ask me that. What on earth does that mean? That's exactly what it means. Shalom Nachmir Bikal. There's no way we should be more Machmir on the more Mako category, Yosir Miba Chamor. Whereas the more Chamor category, Getisha, we allowed him. So if we allowed him by Getisha, there's no way that we shouldn't allow the same Kula that exists by what? By Getisha. That's what the Ramban says. Oh, that is why, let's get it, that is why the Fanei Nechtav is good on Amun Aleph for Getisha and also for what Star Shikhar won. But in the stencil case, In the stencil case, what's the answer? That's only lichachila. That's the chiddush nifla of the Ramban. The whole stencil case is a lichachila. B'dieved, he says b'feirish, the halacha is that it would be kosher. Lichachila, you're not allowed to do the stencil by Star Shikhar. But if you did, it would be fine. So basically, what is the Ramban saying? There is an iguna problem by Getisha. There is an iguna problem by Shtar Shechor. And the whole difference of the stencils only a lechachila. But even if you did the stencils, by both of them it would be kosher. And you know what, Michael and Amun Aleph? There's absolutely a good reason why we're mekel. Because if we're mekel regarding Eved Kenani to be a kosher shliach, leget meaning legetisha, you have to assume that kula also exists by what? Now, I was thinking like this, perhaps, okay? You think according to the second answer, if I ask you, according to the second answer of the Ramban, is there a notion of iguna by an Eved Kenani or not? What would you say? Do you have to say there's a concept of iguna? I don't think so. I think that the Ramban in the second answer, if you'd ask him, he would say that the premise is destroyed. You could say there is no problem of iguna by an Eved Kenani. But there's got to be the kula b'fanei nechtav, because why? It's not fear that you're mekel by Getisha for Eved Kenani, and that for Get Shikhar you're not. And the stencil thing is only a what? Is only a lichachila. B'dieved, they both would be kosher. B'dieved, they both would be kosher. The only thing is, why would you say b'dieved, they're both kosher? Because of the iguna problem? What would you say? B'dieved, also they'd be kosher, l'maisa? Let me ask you a question. Would you say the stencils would be good by financial matters? According to the second answer of the Ramban, what would you say? The Rambam writes it's possible in Perakov Dalit Alakavav Osmalva Veloiv, it's possible. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Memhei Sif Dalit says it's possible. And the Ramah quotes Yesh Machshirim, the Tur, the Magimish, Mashin, the Rashba, that it's kosher. That's fascinating. But yet we're saying the stencils are good for Star Shikhar. Are they good also for Star Mammon? What would you say on this? This is the Vort. This is the Chiddush we're saying. You understand what I'm saying? If you say B'nai the stencils are kosher by an Eved K'naini, does that indicate that there's an Iguna problem? Well, maybe. What should it depend upon? Well, are the stencils going to be kosher by Mammonis? Because by Mammonis, it's clear there's no Iguna problem. You follow me? So if you hold like the Rambam, let's get this. If you hold like the Rambam, that the stencils are possible, but Yevid, that's an indicator that what? That by Iguna there is by Evid. The Iguna there is by Get Isha. By Mammon there is no Iguna, so stencils will be possible. If, however, you machshir stencils by Shtari Mammon, what does that indicate? That it's not an issue of Iguna. We're just makel, but Yevid on the stencils by all three categories. So I'm saying, if I would ask you, according to the first answer of the Ramban, is there an issue of Iguna? What was the first answer of the Ramban? Of course there's an issue of Iguna by an Eved K'naini. By Get there's a problem, by Eved K'naini there's a problem. No problem. On Amud Beis, there's no problem with Iguna by an Eved K'naini because already he'll just remain an Eved K'naini. On Amud Aleph, he's in limbo, there'll be a problem of Iguna. That's the first answer of the Ramban. But clearly holds there is such a concept. The second answer we're asking, according to the second answer of the Ramban, beautiful answer that he gives, I'm asking you, is there a notion of Iguna by Eved K'naini? Because he says, the bottom line, the stencils by the Eved are kosher. And he gave the reason why Mefane Nechem is okay is because since an Eved K'naini is good by delivery of a get, he's got to have that cool Mefane Nechem. So I'm asking you conceptually, according to the Ramban's second teretz, is there a problem of Iguna by Eved K'naini? I ask you that. So we want to suggest I can solve it in the following way. Well, are the stencils going to be kosher by the Eved by Dini Mominus? By Shtar Momo. So the Rambam says, no, they're possible. You know why? That's a Raya. Because by Momo, there's no Iguna problem. That's why it's possible. But by Get Ish and Evid, it is. Maybe there's stronger of an Iguna problem by a woman, so we do the stencils L'chachila. But at least there's somewhat of an Iguna problem by Eved K'naini. So therefore, what do? Therefore, we what? We allow the stencils to the Evid. But if you say the stencils are what? Are kosher for everything, B'dievet, then it doesn't indicate anything. So it might very well be, according to that, that maybe there is no notion of Iguna. Yes, Yitzi, go ahead.
And even if you say that it doesn't apply by Mamonos, and it only applies by Gidin and Shehur Avodim,
yes.
You just say it because of the Hekish, you don't say it because of Iguna. You say, like Rashman says, it's the Hekish that makes it, not because there's an issue.
Okay, you're right.
It doesn't necessarily have to shed light on it.
You're right, Yitzi's right. Yitzi's absolutely right. Even if you hold like the Ramban, that it's only kosher by Gedish and Shtar Shikhar, the stencils, and by moment it's possible, maybe it's because of a link, not because of Iguna. I would agree with you. My tendency would say that the second Teretz of the Ramban would say there's no problem with Iguna. I would agree with you.
Those two cases are much closer than to each other.
I agree with you.
You don't even need
my tendency Iguna. Would be that the second Teretz of the Ramban would be there's no concept of Iguna. That's what I would suggest. You're saying good. Very good. And that means the Ramban would go back like the Rashman and Tosfos Rit. So the two answers are arguing fundamentally whether there's a notion of Iguna. I hear you. Okay. Very good. All right. So that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Now there's one other Teretz. One second, Elon. One other Teretz we have to get. The Pnei Yoshua. Okay? Again, Nachamol. If you assume, like the Tosfos, like the Ramban, the Ran, that there's a problem with Iguna, so why is the Kul of stencils only by a get, not by a Shtar Shikhar? Oh. So the Pnei Yoshua says like this. The Pnei Yoshua wants to say the following. He says, when you talk about sending a Shtar Shikhar to your Eved from Medina Siam or Mekel because of Iguna, because you know what's possible? What's possible? It's possible you'll never be able to find Adim to Miskayim B'chosomov. And then the guy will be stuck permanently. In the case of the stencils, okay, you don't find it. You don't find any Adim that can sign now. You'll find in a few days. It's not a permanent problem, Lamaisa. And therefore you'll find other Adim. And therefore by any woman we're more Mekel because why? The husband might want to leave. Or the guy might die, and it might be a problem of you. So the Pnei Yoshua gives the following terrors. Of course there's an issue of what? Iguna by an Eved K'naini. On Amud Aleph, it's a permanent problem. If you're not Meskayim Chosom, if you're finished, he's in this no man's land state. Can't marry a Baschar, can't marry a Shivcha Knanis. But when you talk about what? When you talk about on the base, what's Nishka Firlof? Okay, you can't find Adam that know how to sign now? You'll find in a few days. By Get Isha, we can't take the chance. The stakes are much higher. He might leave the husband or he might die. Okay? So these are the answers to those kashas. So I want you to get this. This is the chiddush we want to bring out. Ilan, go ahead. No, but this is the Eved himself. The Eved himself can't be a Shliach Lolach according to the Rimagash. This is what we want to say, Chiddush, the Rabban is L'shitasol. Can be. All the other Rishonim argue on him. Does it make sense to you that an Eved Knani can be a Shliach to deliver a get for a woman, and he should not get the same Kula of Bafan Nechnev that a regular get does?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's what the Rabban says. That's what the Rabban says. But that's only based on the Rabban's own shita that an Eved Knani is kosher. Most Rishonim say this is wrong. That Eved Knani is possible because he's not the Torah's giving the Kedushin. I'm saying this is the Rabban l'shitasol. This answer can only be said according to the Rabban.
I understand, but even according to the Rabban, why, what kind of logic is that? Just because it works? Let's say, assuming that it works, just because it works, why should I give him the ability to get to have a Kula by his case? It's a separate din. It's an Eved.
Not this, but it sheds light on it. If you can do a job not in your own realm, should you also get the same coolers of what that are in the what that are in that realm itself? I think it makes a lot of sense. If an Eved Knani can do a job for a get Isha, so shouldn't he within his own realm of Star Shikra get the same coolers? I think it's Mustaber. Okay, but he should be able to get the same coolers. That's what he wants to say. Okay. Let's go now to the Tosis. David, let's see the Tosis, okay? David Kessel, let's see the Tosis, okay? All right, very good now. We have this Chiddush. We have this Chiddush now. You know what? Let's begin with the Tosis, and then we'll see the Rashi as we go into the Tosis. This Tosfos is, every Tosis is amazing, as we always say, but this Tosis is going to give four different reasons why a Goy is Posolatus. Why a non-Jew is postulated. So I'm just going to give four different reasons, okay? So let's see the four different reasons, one at a time, because we're going to go back and forth with the Rashi, okay? Let's go, David. Go ahead. Oh. Get Amrinan? Excellent. What's the first reason why he says that a goy is posolatus? There is no concept of get by non-Jews. Let's get it. Lav b'nei krisus din. Why lav b'nei krisus? I'll tell you why. There is no concept of a get by non-Jews. How do they end their marriage? They separate. They leave each other. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim. It's a very important thing. Because we know one of the Shem Mitzvah Noach is what? Is Arias. So how do you define marriage for non-Jews? They're living together. If they're living together, that's the concept of marriage. Okay? If they're living together, that's the concept of marriage. That's what we assume. Once they separate, they're divorced. There's no concept of what a get. Piece of paper, a bill of divorce by non-Jews. Okay? So, La B'nei Krisus Ninu. This is the first reasoning why Goyim are postulates. They are not Petorus. They can't relate to it. There's a famous Ksav v'Kabbalah. The Ksav v'Kabbalah is one of the great Gedolei Achronim on Chumash. When Avram Avinu was going to Paro, he said to Sarah, Imri na achosiat, I'm declaring you as my sister. That was a divorce because they were the status of Bnei Noach. In the event that she would have to live with them, she wouldn't be over Eishes Ish. By him declaring her to be his sister, that was, they were parting. Then he remarried her afterwards. Because by Goyim, there is no concept of a bill of divorce. So Goyim can't relate to it. Let's get that. They're not Bitoras. Eino Bitoras. Eino Bitoras. Gittin Vikidushin. Okay? They're not Bitoras. Gittin Vikidushin. That is why they're possible. Oh. David, I want you to look at the Rashi now. Okay, that's the first reasoning. Can I really come on? Look at the Rashi now. You see the Rashi? Chutz Mikitin Oshim? Go ahead, read that Rashi for me. Go ahead. What does he say? He says what? Why are they kosher for dinim ominous though? Why are they kosher for dinim ominous? Because the goyim are mitzuvah and b'nei Noach, right? And similar shechruri avodim. Chol psula d'oraisa, they're equal both a get and a isha nishtar shechruri. Yes? So let's get this now. If we analyze this first reasoning, would a goy be kosher by dinim ominous? Does a goy relate to dinim ominous? Yes. What is one of the Shemitz B'nai Noach? Six negative and one positive. What are the six negative? Can't murder, can't have adultery, can't have idolatry, can't take God's name in vain, can't eat a live limb, can't steal. And the seventh one is Dinim, which we're going to see as a Machloikas. Let's say it right now. What's the fundamental Machloikas in the seventh Shemitz B'nai Noach? How to define Dinim? Let's get it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, in Periktes, Halacha Yudalit, the Rambam writes that they must abide upon the other six. Dinim means they set up a court system to make sure they abide by the other six. Okay, there's a sect in Florida, non-Jews, they're Noachites. They believe in the Ebishter and that's it. And they're Sheva Mitzvahs. There's a Rishon Reb Shmuel ben Chafni that collected 30 mitzvahs that non-Jews should observe. But there are seven that are Chayiv Misan. Six negative Chayiv Misan based in this earth. The seventh deposit was Chayiv Misan Shemayim. They don't do it. Right? That's what the Rambam writes, that Shimon and Levi knocked off the whole city. In Hilchos Malachim. Why did Shimon and Levi knock off the whole city? Because they did not adjudicate on their prince Shechem. They let Shechem get away with it. So the whole town was Chayiv Misan. That's what the Rambam writes. That's what Dinim means. Oh. The Ramban, though, in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Yud Daled, writes, no, they should set up a court system. They have to set up their own financial system. Okay, that's what Dinim means. It's a very fundamental machlokes. I want you to get it between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, Dinim means they set up a financial system like Choshen Mishput, a civil system of torts that they should make sense. Moreover, there's a machlokes between the Nitziv and the Darkei Moshe. I want you to get this. The Tshuvas HaRamah in Siman Yud, Dr. Siv Zatzal was a professor many years in Revel. He did the scientific edition of the Tshuvas HaRamah. In Siman Yud, there's a machlokes between the Ramah and the Nitziv. When the Ramban says the non-Jews must set up a court system, what does that mean? Does that mean they ask Dayanim what the Kso says, what the Nesiva says, and then we'll paskin on our Shilas? Or no? Does it mean that they should just make sense, rhyme and reason with rationale? They don't have to plug into halachas. You follow me? I mean, according to the Ramban, they have to set up their own system. Does it mean they should ask Jewish Dayanim how do they paskin in certain cases like the Ksos and Nesivis? Or no, does it mean that whatever makes sense to them? So it's a further machlokes and achron within the Ramban. Please get that. It's very important. Fundamental machlokes. Now, if I would ask you, I want you to get this. If I would ask you, okay, Rashi, the Rashi you just read, David, does he side with the Rambam or the Ramban? What would you say? What would you say? Nachamol, again. Would Rashi side with the Rambam or the Ramban? What would you say? David, why does Rashi bring this in? To tell me why a goy would be kosher in what? In signing a shtar. If a goy signs a shtar in dinim ominous, is he kosher? Yes. Why is he bad by get? Lav b'nei krisis nina. But by dinim ominous, he can relate to it. What does Rashi quote? Because the goyim are mitzuvin dinim. Who cares? Obviously, Rashi must be what telling you that he learns like the Ramban. What does he mean, the mitzuvin dinim? Set up a court system. Set up something that makes sense. Therefore, they plug into that. They relate to that. Therefore, they're kosher. So the push of Shah, we want him to medaye, is that Rashi's like the Ramban and what the definition of dinim is. Because Rashi's throwing in why the goy is going to be kosher minatayra. What? Kusher minatayra for what starry moment? This is amazing Rashi. Absolutely amazing Rashi. Because the bottom line is, according to Rashi, Lamaisa, a goy will be kosher latus. A goy will be kosher latus for dini mominus. It's an amazing thing. Who points this out as well, that this is Rashi Shita? I gave you that Tyson in Baba Kama, right? Did you see that Tyson in Baba Kama? What Dibra Maska was it? I forgot. Tyson Baba Kama and Pechesim and Aleph? Tyson Baba Kama and Pechesim and Aleph quotes Rashi by us. This is a famous Rashi. It's one of the most famous Rashis in Shas. That a goy is kosher la'edis for dini mominus.
Yeah, the kosher la'edis.
Dear Masko Yehei. And what does he quote? He quotes the wrong daf. Daf Yud Aleph. Did you notice on the bottom? Rav Bronschwerk says it's Tessim and Vase. It's a mistake in the parentheses. So Tosus quotes our Rashi that's saying a goy is kosher la'edis for dini mominus. Let's get it. Amazing Kiddush. Goy, kosher la'edis for dini mominus. It's an amazing thing. Who else quotes Rashi? The Ksos. The Ksos in Simon Samaches. Sifkot Nalev quotes Rashi that Rashi holds a goy is kosher la'edis for dini mominus. Amazing. This is the Chiddush what the Ksos writes. Huh. Did everyone get a chance to see that Agos Ashri? Take a look at it. Let's leave it inside, David. Take a look in the back in the rush. Let's see. This is amazing, this rush. Everyone have the rush in the back. Let's see the rush with the Agos Ashri inside. Okay? Sefer HaChochmi quotes, the famous Sefer HaChochmi. Agos Ashri in the middle of Simen Yud. Go ahead. You see that one? You got a Vim Tomar. Show them the Agos Ashri there. Vim Tomar, go ahead. Amazing thing. You have it? Yeah, from the top there. Moshe V'Aaron. Read here. Go ahead. Is that the way you have it? No, Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar, go ahead. Vim Tomar, he asks Moshe and Aaron, the brothers, the tzaddikin, why are they postulators? We know they're not going to lie. We know they're not going to lie. Right here, Vim Tomar, go ahead. Moshe and Aaron are postulators. What daf? In Bava Basra, on Kuf Nun Zion Amon Aleph. Let's make sure we get it. Moshe and Aaron, the biggest tzaddikim in the world, they're postulators? Why? You know what the Gemara says? Xeris HaMelechi. It's Xeris HaKosuv. It's Xeris HaKosuv, their postul. No explanation for her. No rhyme or reason. Postul. It's not an issue of we're afraid they're going to lie. Moshe and Aaron lying? Go ahead, David. Even Tamar. They're not going to lie and make themselves look bad. Go ahead. Wow. The non-Jews are not possible to tell Ella what? Excellent. Only because we're afraid they might lie. They're robbers. Go ahead. But when we know that they're not lying, like in our cause, they're believed. Who does he quote? Sefer HaChochma. This is a famous Sefer HaChochma that backs up Rashi, that a goy is kosher latus and dini mominus. This is the Chiddush. Go ahead. Mori Rabbeinu Yakar. If we know they're not liars, they're kosher. Go ahead. Moshe and Aaron is not based on an issue of lying. It's Hashem decree, Krovim are posel. Krovim are posel, not because we're afraid they're going to lie. It's an objective psul. It's a formal psul. It's Xerz HaKosuv. Go ahead. I don't buy it, says the Gosh Hashir, which we're going to see in the lines of Taisi. He says they're posel, because they're not Bechal Achicha. Go ahead. They're no better than an Eved. An Eved is possible. Go ahead. Mordechai. So what does he say? So how do you explain our Gemara? Why are Goyim kosher by our calls? What's the answer? Takanas Ashuk. The Tosfos Rosh has a phrase. I hope you saw it. Listen, they got to do business. Now, I want you to get this clear. We're not talking about just exclusive non-Jewish parties. Let's say you had a Jew with a non-Jew, and they're doing a business deal. And they're doing, the star goes barakos. And you have goyim that sign it. Is it kosher? Yes, according to Rashi, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because a goy is kosher latest, according to Rashi. According to Sefer HaChachma, a goy is kosher latest. You're afraid they're going to lie? In our coast, they're not going to lie. What does the Mordechai say? No, they're apostle min haTorah. Why is it kosher? Takanas HaShuk. Hefker based in Hefker, we have no other way to do a business deal. We have to say they're kosher. Otherwise, we can never get the job done. We can never get a business deal done. So we're making them. So you got to get this down. There's a fundamental machlekes whether the goy is kosher latest or not. Okay, let's go back to our Tosis now. Very good, Dave. So the first reasoning that comes up why a goy is pasul latest for a get is la b'nei krisus minu. But there's a tremendous nafka minin. La b'nei krisus minu, that's why they're bad for getting the kedushin. They're not patoros getting kedushin. But if I dini momenus, they should be kosher. Rashi says like that. Tosis quotes him above a comment. The Ksos quotes in the Sefer HaChachma says it also in the Gos Hashri. Tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Amazing. Amazing chiddush, Lamaisa. How do you distinguish the Moshe and Aaron? Moshe and Aaron is just a kosev, kurva. It's not issue based on what they're lying. A goy batsim is kosher ladies. Okay. Fine. Vaita David. Let's go. Now, before we go Vaita, let's just point out that the Mordechai in the Tosfos Bava Kamma ask, we just saw it, how can a goy be kosher ladies? David, what did he say? It says achicha. To become kosher ladies, you got to be your brother in mitzvahs. Achicha be mitzvahs. A non-Jew is not chayav in mitzvahs, so the chayav in seven mitzvahs. So that because of that, the Mordechai said he's only kosher mid rabbanon, right? How are you going to defend Rashi? How would Rashi in the Sefer HaChachma that say a goy is kosher ladies, how are they going to get out of that pasuk? It's not achicha. What's the answer? It says the Pnei Yoshua, let's get it. That's only by dini nefashos. Achicha is only by dini nefashos. Does he have to be your brother in mitzvahs? By dini momentus, he doesn't have to be achicha. And therefore, lamaish, you're going to be kosher. What's my raya? Hodas baldin is acceptable. Hodas baldin is acceptable, halacha lamaish. Okay? Hodas baldin is acceptable and dini momentus. Since hodas baldin is acceptable and dini momentus, you can even admit to it, so obviously a non-Jew should be just as good as well. Shalom Aleichem. Good to see you. Good to see the world.
This year is different from other years. Usually, this is a capstone. Right now, because of the economic situation, we're $40,000 behind. One of the alumnus of Yeshiva, who is an attorney, sends around an email. Situation is very difficult here. It's worse there. I very briefly want to tell you something, and listen closely. My mother was a direct descendant of the Chasam Sofer Rebbe Kivega. I'm named after her father, whose name was Moshe Sofer, who was named after his great-grandfather, the original Moshe Sofer, Chasam Sofer. My mother was a very accomplished and very strong-willed woman. She was sent over to America as a young girl to meet Franklin Delano Roosevelt on a religious educational issue with Governor Lehman, and she learned her English aboard ship with a tutor. She once told me the following. When she was a young woman, she had an opportunity that would have changed her life. But because of who she was, she knew it would cause her father pain. And with chagrin, she relinquished the opportunity and it didn't change her life, and it remained different than it would have been for the rest of her life. So she told me, when she gave up that opportunity, she said, Hashem Yisboch, I'm giving something up for the sake of my father, not to cause him pain. I ask you, when there comes a time that I address a plea to you, to answer me. When I was an infant, we were in occupied France in the concentration camp, and I was seriously, I grew ill. And they took me out to a small hospital, my mother told me, outside, and she was not allowed to accompany me. And soon after that, she got a message, you want to see your child alive, you must come immediately. They let her come, and then she said, now she invoked a plea to Hashem Yisbarach, he says, I ask just that I see my child alive. She did not ask for my recovery, just that she see me alive. She did find me alive, I survived, and here I am. I want to tell you something, and I hope it sinks into the deepest recesses of your souls. There will come a time, and for some of you it will surely come, as surely as you sit here before me, in which you will address a plea to Hashem Yisbarach. For the health of a beloved one, you should all be healthy and well. Panosa, shita, who knows what. And then you'll cast about for zechusim. Here, I give you zechus. These people are wretchedly poor. They count on this money. You don't know them. You probably will never know them. They'll never know who you are. But when it comes the time that you address your plea to Hashem Yisbarach, I'm a gizba of this stock, I have a certain korach, I give you a brocha, that it should be a zechus for you, that Hashem Yisbarach shall answer you letova. You have limited means, but you know other people who know other people. They can make more significant contributions. It's real matonis levyonim, it's distributed there Purim afternoon, which is after sunrise in the States, with all the hidurim. Exert yourselves, put yourself out, and you see Hashem Yisbarach will reward you kefel kiflaim. Please do whatever you can do now. Please do whatever you can do subsequently, and hopefully that will be more. Checks can be made out to congregation, Torah, Tefillah, charity fund for tax purposes. Heshel Shechter, Rabbi Shechter, will call me up. Mitzvah Hashem, Motzoy, Tanis Estaf, until 2 o'clock in the morning. I've borrowed a tremendous amount of money that's in the bank in Cleveland, and I've instructed them to do so in Eretz Yisrael. We don't know what we can release. We don't need the dollars right now. We need the commitments. We'll honor the commitments. We'll lay out the money. You'll be yotze. You just have to know how much money is going to come in. Please, whatever you can do now, do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do.
The envelopes?
I have no envelopes. You can give it to your Shashiva. You can give it to the Shechter. And what I have to do is a phone call from him or from you, you know, and it's coming to us. Not everything I did in this was so comfortable for me. I called up a woman I have a personal relationship with, and I was reluctant to call her. I hoped that she'd give $500. So she called me back, and she's sending $5,000. It's wonderful. We're still almost $40,000 short. We never had anything like this. The world situation is unlike it's been before.
Did she call them?
Total tefillah.
Enough for the meal, like we said. Give a meal. Chubs of lesson. Make a phone call, you meet a person, you approach a person, you never know what the result will be. Please do so. There's no overhead in tzedakah. Not a single cent. Every single cent we collect goes to these people.
Okay, so we said that according to Rashi, non-Jew is kosher leidus for dini mominus. Sefer HaChochme, Tosos quotes Rashi in Babakama. That's Rashi Shita. Hi, what do you do with the kasha that David asked from the Mordechai? Sheker ina ba'ochiv. You have to be ochiv in mitzvahs. What's the answer? That's only by dini nefoshos. By dini mominus, you don't need a din of ochiv. That's where we left off. Okay? Oh, so the question that we have to tackle now is as follows, okay? The din is that a ben Noach is nitztava al dini Noach, okay? A ben Noach, okay? The truth is, therefore, maybe we could say the following answer. Very interesting answer. This is Reb Nochum Parchovich's answers. He says like this. Who requires a person to be an achiv? Again, we have one answer, Rashi. Rashi's kasha leidus min haTorah dinimonos. How did he answer the kasha of achiv? That's only din nefashos. Pnei Yoshua's answer. Second answer. Nachum Bar Chochma is just like this. Who's an achiv? Eved Kenani. He's a half Jew. That's why Eved Kenani is pasul leidus. A non-Jew is never achiv. He's never aspired to be an achiv. What does a non-Jew have to do? What does a non-Jew have to observe? Sheva mitzvah b'nei noach. If that's all he has to observe is sheva mitzvah b'nei noach, like Rashi says, why shouldn't he be kosher? Why shouldn't he be kosher l'maisa? And therefore, a goy is kosher latest on the same dinim that a ben noach has. Midin dinim. So he's kosher latest li Yisrael, but also dinim sheyesh lam. You don't care about him not being a chicha. If I ask you, what are the halachas that a non-Jew and a Jew are in common with? Which halachas are a non-Jew and a Jew in common with? Sheva mitzvah b'nei noach. All the sheva mitzvah b'nei noach they have, we have to observe. So despite the fact that he's not a chicha, he's betoras there. So therefore, a goy's kosher latest in dinim amonis. He's got to observe dinim amonis. That's the second answer. Okay, I want you to get that. Again, nachamol. According to Rashi, the goy's kosher latest, what do you do with achiv? No problem. Achiv only passes a nevek 90, the Gemara writes in Baba Kamba. Achiv doesn't passel a non-Jew because a goy is never achiv. But when will he be kosher latest? On the same dinim that we have as well. And that's exactly dinim omenis. Dinim omenis are the same dinim that we carry with as well. So that's the chiddush that we want to suggest here in the pshat l'maisa. Okay. What about according to the other Rishonim, that a goy is pasul leidus, David? The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Dalet. Why is a goy kosher bar kos? Tosus, the Ran, the Mordechai, what's the answer? Takanas Ashuk. Takanas Ashuk, the Tosa Rosh says. If a goy is pasul leidus, how do you explain it? How do you masbar our Gemara? Hefker besen hefker. Takanas ashuk. How else could we have dinim amonis done? If a Jew has a court case with a non-Jew, you want to use a non-Jew's court. How is their signature acceptable? Otherwise, you couldn't get the deal done. Right? Therefore, it's kosher. That's that chiddush that we want to suggest. Okay. Fine. Now, lemaisa, there's one more issue that we have to see before we go weiter in the Tosas. Turn to Yudam and Beis, please. Please turn to Yudam and Beis. Let's see Yudam and Beis. Okay. The Gemara says, the Mishnah. You're wondering where this Mishnah is? It's the next daf. Okay? It's the very next daf. Now, David, read the Gemara on Yudam and Beis. Take a look at the Gemara on Yudam and Beis. Let's see inside. Go ahead. Yeah. Kaposik Vitani. Right, I don't care what type of star it is, whether it's a star of a sale or it's a gift. A goy's kosher. Go ahead. Right, when you talk about a star kinyan, what does the deal? The giving over the money. What's the purpose of the star? The star of? All it is, the star is a proof. Go ahead. They wouldn't make themselves look bad and lie if the money wasn't given over. Go ahead. And write a star false-wise. So I understand that if it's a star raya, we discussed at great length last semester, two types of stars. Star kinyan, star raya. So if the stars are raya, they never would lie. Go ahead. But a matana is a star kinyan. And if a goy is postulated, so how does the deal get off the ground? Go ahead. Bahai stara. What's chasba ba'almamun? It's a piece of clay. So a star kinyan, how is a goy kosher for a star kinyan? What does Gemara give? Gemara gives two answers. Let's get it down. Two answers. Go ahead. Which we have to talk about more tomorrow, Bezer Shem Blinner. What's Dina Machusadina? The law of the land is the law. And if the law of the land is the law, we accept non-Jews to be kosher latest, both for star raya and for star kinyan. We have no choice. We have to explain what that's. Where did Shmuel come off with this halacha? You have to observe the speed limit. Dina Machusadina. Where did Shmuel get this din from? We have to discuss that tomorrow, Blinner. But there is such a din of Dina Machusadina. A goy is kosher latest, both for star kinyan and star raya. Go ahead. This is very important. What's the second answer of the Gemara? That what? That a goy is only kosher for what? Shtar raya. Anything that is similar to a get. And what's similar to a get? A shtar kinyan. Because a get's a shtar kinyan. Even a shtar kinyan din amonos, a goy is puzzle. You got to get this. There are two terutzim in the Gemara fundamental on Yudim and Beis where the goy is kosher la'edus for a shtar kinyan. The first terutz is yes, based on dinam achusadina. The second terutz is no. He's only kosher for a shtar raya. Oh. So it's very interesting. Let me ask you the following question. David, let's get this. Let's get this. Lefi Rashi, lefi the Sefer HaChachma, that a goy is kosher latest. How could the Gemara get the kash out of their mouths? Oh, it's a chaspa bama. A goy is kosher. No? Isn't a goy kosher? What do you mean, chaspa bama? What does that mean? It's good. No? A goy is kosher. So what's the answer? So I want you to get this. This is an amazing answer. Do you know what the Ksos says? Please get it down. The Ksos says in Simin Samach Esef Kotan Aleph, do you know when Rashi said a goy is kosher leidus? He only said it by a shtar raya. He only said it by a shtar raya. He did not say it by a shtar kinyan. Rashi only said he's kosher by a shtar raya. Because the fact of the matter is, a goy cannot relate to a shtar kinyan. Because what's the only way a goy can make a kinyan? What's the only way a goy can make a kinyan? In Dalt Momentus. What does this mean? Gelt. A goy can only be kona with gelt. A goy has no kinyan shtar. He can't relate to it. So I want you to get this ksos. It's a phenomenal ksos. Rashi's famous shita that a goy is kosher latest minatayr is only for a shtar raya, but for a shtar kinyan it's also a problem in a b'tayras, because the only kinyan a goy has is ketziv. That's what the ksos says, an amazing chiddush. Only for a shtar raya is he kosher. Okay? Now, Reb David Barvarsky Zatzal has a big problem with this, because he says, listen, he is b'tayras din imominus. Okay, he's not b'tayras shtar is a kinyan, but he is in the realm. As long as he's in the realm, shouldn't it make him good for everything? He has a problem with this ksos. But that's the ksos. The ksos says this chiddush. Amazing. The Dor Parmarsky says, here they have kinyonim. They have kinyon kesef, not shtar, but at least they can relate to it. Dini momenus. You hear the taina? But you got to get this ksos. The emesin, it's really taluin to terutzim the Gemara and Gittin. If I ask you, is a goy kosher latest in shtar kinyan? What would you say? Two terutzim and getting yudim and beis. According to the second terutz, he's possible. According to the first terutz, dinam achusadina, he's good. So the ksos with Rashi is obviously working with what? The second terutz of the Gemara. Okay? That's an amazing chiddush that he wants to say here. Tremendous chiddush. Okay, very good. Now, before we go weiter now in the Taisus, David, because this Taisus, I remember if Shetan gave Shir and his Tais took like 3 days. They did four different reasons. I don't know if we'll do 3 days, but Lamaisa, let's go back to the Rashi now. Okay, go back to the Rashi. Okay, the Davids, great reading, great. The Davids. Oh, it's a good name there. Oh, it's a good name. David, okay. Right? All right, go ahead. Very good. Let's see. Nachamol and the Rashi. David. Yeah, read that same Rashi again. Let's go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, what does that mean? Let me ask you a question. Why does Rashi have to say this at all? You understand what I'm saying? Why does Rashi have to say that? Didn't Rashi already say Dina Machusadina? You didn't read that Rashi. Read the second Rashi there. Ksherin? Oh, that's what I said. I gave you an example of a Yid with a Goy doing a deal. You don't have to say that. You could say two Yidim doing a deal. I guess they had no Beis Din, you know. They were in a town where there was no Beis Din. Or maybe the law of the land was financial matters. They have to use the secular court, okay? Normally, you know, you're not allowed to go to a non-Jewish court. It's a terrible issur. What's that called? The Gemara has in the end of the Masechta that Beit Chesed Beis. The issur of our calls. You know that? You're never allowed to go to secular court. Take a fellow Yid to secular court and did him momentous. It's a terrible issue. The Rambam writes it's like blaspheming Hashem. Why is in the Mechaber quotes of Ladina? Why is it? Because you're giving credence to another legal system over halacha. Let's say the other yid doesn't want to go to a Beis Din. So what do? You need a formal star from a Beis Din. It's called a heter arkos, where they allow you to go to a heter arkos. Without that, it's a terrible isser. Very big isser. You're never allowed to do that. Now here what you have to say is that what? They're doing a business deal. And I guess there's no other Beis Din there. Or maybe they were forced to do this. They had to use arkos. But David, what did he say? Dina mechusadina. Right? That's why it was kosher. Dina mechusadina. Let me ask you a question. According to Rashi, why does Rashi need the reasoning of what nitztavu al dinin? Didn't he already say dinim achusadina? What does Rashi need the second? Elon, you follow what I'm saying? The second Rashi says, oh, because the non-Jews are nitztavu al dinim, that's why it's okay. He already said it was okay because of dinim achusadina. What's Rashi saying here? You hear what I'm saying? This is the pshat. You know also what this? Why this fits in good? Why is it this fits in good Rashi? Why did Rashi say they're bad? Labanei krisis nini, right? Yes? So why is it goy kosher for dinim omanus? Because they are betoras. What's my raya? They're betoras. They're nitztav al dinim. They're nitztav al dinim. It fits in very well. They're nitztav al dinim. The Tosfos Rosh says in Rashi. They're nitztav al dinim. They relate to it. They're betoras getting the kedushim. So why did he need this new din? Why did he need to say nitztav al din? He already said dinam achusadina. What would you say? How would you answer this? So Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer and Ibn Azal, I want you to get this. He says an amazing shot. You know what he says? He says maybe it's hainu hach. Do you know why there is a din of what? Dinam achusadina? Where did Shmuel get it from? We said we don't have... Tomorrow we'll get into it further length, Bez Hashem, really matter. But just for today, where did Shmuel the Amora get this famous halacha of dinam achusadina? Where did he get it from? He got it from the fact that non-Jews are mitzuvin dinim. That's exactly what Rashi's driving at here. Rashi's driving at that point. He says dinam achusadina comes from the fact that that the non-Jews are mitzuvan dinim. That's exactly what he says. Okay? You don't get that impression from Rashi, that Shmuel Rozovsky says. It seems like the two different Rashis, no? But maybe you could combine the two Rashis together and say that Dina Machusadina came from the fact that non-Jews are Mitzuvin Dinin. And that's the Chiddush that he wants to say here. That's the Chiddush we want to suggest. Okay? Oh, so that's the Chiddush that we want to say here from the Rashi. Oh. Also, David, one more point on this Rashi, and then what did Rashi say about the Chin Shechuri Avodim? Just like the Goyim are possible for Get Isha, they're also possible for what? For a Star Shikhur. Let me ask you the following question. The Paras Yosef asks, why does it get Star Shikhur possible? Why is it Goy possible for Star Shikhur? What did Rashi say, David? La, right? Whatever you say by Get Isha, you say by Star Shikhur. Why don't you just say what? They're not Petiras. Can a Goy relate to a Star Shikhur? That's a great kasha, no? Why did Rashi have to say that a goy is possible because of a star shikhur? Because of law law misha. Alan, you follow me? He's not Petoras shikhur. Can a goy relate to a star shikhur? No. Why does Rashi stand on his head and say law law misha? Eitan, you follow what I'm saying? Elon, you got it? This Rashi also, how do you say, what do you mean? The star shikhur goy is possible. For what? Why is he possible? Law law misha? Forget about that. He's la'abenei shichur ninu. That's what the Paras Yosef asked in his kasha. Very strong kasha. A goy can't buy an evik 90. There's no concept of shichur evik 90 for a goy. Oh, so he says as follows. Very interesting answer. Despite the fact that a goy cannot be mishachur and evit, but he certainly can write a star shichur. A goy can write a star shichur. And therefore, since a goy could write a star shikhur, I would think you would also could be able to sign it. Therefore, we learn out the gzera shava to get isha. Just like a goy is possible for get isha, he's also possible for star shikhur. And someone that cannot what? Someone that cannot give it, cannot write it. We have a hekesh between the sina and ksiva. Someone who can't give a star shikhur, cannot write a star shikhur. You follow me? I would have thought that he's okay because he could what? Even though he can't have mishakhur, but he could write it. Therefore, I have to learn how to hekesh of Isha. Anyone who can give can write. A goy can't give a star shikhur, so he can't write it. That's the pshat that we want to suggest the chiddush is, okay? That's the chiddush. The truth of the matter is, It's a little bit difficult because Rav Scheinberg writes in his Sefer on the Ksos called the Tapas HaChoshen, the Sefer Choshen Aaron. Why is a goy puzzle to sign a Shtar Mecher? Because it's not Petorah's Kinyan, the Ksos said. Remember, he's good for a Shtar Raya, according to Rashi. It's puzzle for a Shtar Kinyan. But there's no heckish between Ksiva and the Sina. How do you know there should be puzzle to write? Why should a goy be puzzle for a Shtar Kinyan? I know why a goy is puzzle for a Shtar Kinyan. Why, Yossi? Why is a goy puzzle for a Shtar Kinyan? Because why? Why is a goy puzzle for a Shtar Shikur? Because it's connected to Gedish. But why is a goy puzzle for a Shtar Kinyan? Let him be able to write it. There's no heckish between the Sina and Ksiva by Shtar Kinyan. There's no heckish between Ksiva and the Sina by Shtar Kinyan. That's what Scheinberg says, B'Shem the Choshen Aaron. B'Shem the Choshen Aaron, what's the Pshat in the Ksos? Oh. So this is the Chiddush that we're milking this Rashi. But what we've left with is one reason of Tosfos. We have three other reasons. We haven't got to the three other reasons. So the first reason, so Nachamo, just to briefly chazer this point, is a goy kasher leidus. Lefi Tosfos, he's posel leidus for everything. I mean, I told you, the imamunus get ish, everything. Lefi Rashi, he's posel for get only, because Ma'abnei Krisus name. Is he kosher for Dini Mominus, David? Yes. Who else says like that? The Sefer HaChokhmah, Ksos quotes Rashi, but the Ksos limits Rashi to say what? A goy is only kosher latest for what? For a Shtar what? Shtar Raya, but not for a Shtar Kinyan. For a Shtar Raya, not for a Shtar Kinyan. That's what the Ksos said. And Barbarzi said, why? What should be the difference? And then we also wanted to say that Rashi, what are the points in Rashi? And then we have to close. Rashi holds like the Ramban or the Rambam? By Dinin. Holds like the Ramban. Dinin means a court system, a financial system. Doesn't mean they should abide by the other six like the Rambam. And why does he claim what? Dinin Machusadin and then said it's Tabal Dinin. Maybe Dinin Machusadin comes from the fact that it's Tabal Dinin, like Mr. Zalman says. And then we also pointed out what? What else do we point out in Rashi that one could suggest? Achiv. What do you do with Achiv? How can a goy be kosher? Achiv. So one answer the Pnei Yeshus is Achiv is only by Dinin Nefashos. What's the other answer? Nochem Bar Chover said a goy never aspires to be Achiv. A Kenani is possible because of Achiv, but a goy never is Achiv, and he's kosher in the same dinim that we both observe. Never, in other words, a Shem Mitzvah and Noach. That's the Chiddush. I and David, according to those we've shown him that say a goy is possible latest. Min HaTorah, how are they kosher for our cause? What's the answer? According to those who shown him, namely our Tosfos, that they're postulatus in the Mordechai you read so nicely, that they're postulatus, so how they kosher? Takanas Hashuk, excellent. Hefker bis Hefker, there's a special kula min the Rabbanon, otherwise you can never get a deal done. Min the Rabbanon, they allowed it. This is the pshat. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. We'll chazer over, and we'll go vayt.